An environmental impact statement almost always is required when the federal government or a state undertakes a new project. The EIS, as it's known, traditionally analyzes the impact of roads or buildings or dams. Environmentalists in Hawaii are asking for something unusual. The Sierra Club has demanded that the state of Hawaii do an environmental impact statement on tourism before it spends any more public money to promote the islands. NPR's Robert Smith reports that the lawsuit is forcing Hawaiians to confront the damage that visitors can leave behind.
The fantasy of Hawaii is alive and well in every gift shop on the beaches of Waikiki. Just look at the postcard racks. You'll see sapphire blue waters, perfect white beaches, perfect tan bodies on perfect white beaches. The postcards show waterfalls and rainbows and tropical birds. The only thing you don't see on Hawaiian postcards is tourists, which is kind of odd because in real life, the place is full of them.
I'm Mike and I'm from Minnesota.
Woo!
Where are you from?
San Francisco.
I'm from Las Vegas, Nevada.
Along the narrow streets of Waikiki, the waves are made up of people. It's a toss-up who moves slower, the rental cars and tourist buses creeping bumper to bumper, or the crowds of flower shirt-wearing tourists gawking at store windows.
I'm Donna Hayek, and I live in Shenandoah, Iowa.
I'm from Oklahoma.
7 million people visit the Aloha State each year, and they aren't just sticking to the crowded streets of Waikiki. Increasingly, they want to see hidden waterfalls and swim with sea turtles. They want to snorkel the reefs and trek the rainforests to live the postcard life.
I'm from Lacombe, Alberta, in Canada.
Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
I'm from Coronado, California.
But with new hotel construction and traffic jams now a fact of life in the islands, some locals weren't pleased when the state announced a new tourism push, $60 million extra dollars to promote Hawaii to the world. It certainly raised questions for Jeff Michelina from the local Sierra Club.
Is this the right direction, adding more and more bodies here, or do we need to mitigate the impacts of tourism? Do we need to spend more money to take care of our fragile destinations where there might be ecotourists?
Michelina doesn't necessarily want to stop tourists. He just wants answers. So the Sierra Club filed a lawsuit last year in the Hawaii Supreme Court, arguing that the state should do an environmental impact statement before it spends money marketing the islands.
Ideally, it would leave no stone unturned. It would take a look at the impacts of our water supply. It would look at sewage, look at traffic and roads. It would look at the socioeconomic impacts and the future of the economy of Hawaii.
The Hawaiian environmental laws had never been applied to tourist marketing before, but Michelina says that the constant stream of visitors may have a greater impact than any road project that gets full government scrutiny. He sends me up to Manoa Canyon to take a look. Just outside of Honolulu is the trail to Manoa Falls, which has the doubtful honor of being the closest waterfall to the tourist strip in Waikiki. The Eyewitness Guidebook calls it a must-see, and every day hundreds of people obey. The trail is now rutted and muddy from erosion. Park officials have found rolls of toilet paper behind trees for tour groups to relieve themselves. Like many of the tourists that hike up to the falls, Rob and Carol Jacobs from Salt Lake City realize that their vacation does have an impact.
It has a big impact. I know it does. So many trails and roads built, especially for the tourist.
We assume that they've exercised judgment. We don't really hike off of designated trails.
Yeah, but they're the good tourists. A mile or so up the trail, dirt starts to rain down from a steep cliff along the path. Some overzealous hiker is trying to climb up the embankment, grabbing roots and vines and kicking down rocks. Eventually, Edgar Lobachevsky, a tourist from Russia, gives up and slides down.
It was a bit too steep.
Do you worry about wrecking the trail?
I think the nature is self-sustaining, so I think it will recover from it. However, if, of course, a zillion people will go, then, of course, there'll be no way that nature will recover it.
A zillion people. Even tourism officials don't want the islands to get that crowded. Still, Bob Fishman of the Hawaii Tourism Authority says they had to fight the Sierra Club lawsuit in the Hawaii Supreme Court.
The whole prospect of submitting the entire visitor industry to an environmental assessment and an environmental impact statement before you go and spend a nickel on marketing the state's largest industry sort of boggles the mind.
Fishman says the EIS law was designed for site-specific projects, not marketing campaigns. But setting aside the legal issues, Fishman seems more worried about the image of the tourist industry as a collection of environmental bad guys. He says his mission is not necessarily to bring more people to Hawaii, rather to get the existing tourists to spend more money. Money, he adds, that can be used to help protect the environment.
The resources that we have from our largest industry in Hawaii, tourism, goes to reinforce the quality of our maintenance and the quality of our care for our natural resources, and vice versa. Our natural resources are part of the identity that makes Hawaii as attractive as it is.
Already, locals in Hawaii are coming up with ways to protect the beautiful places from the people who clamor to see them. The trail to Manoa Falls is now limited to parties of 12. Even more severe restrictions are in place at Hanama Bay. The bay is a miracle of nature, just 20 minutes from downtown Honolulu. It's a former volcanic crater, now filled with seawater and a complex coral reef. Thousands come here every day to snorkel and touch the rainbow-colored fish. But before they do, they're given a lecture by someone like Kimi Artito.
Hi, welcome to the bay. Please take a moment to read our signs before you head down. We have some really important conservation information for you. Basically, when you get in the water, please don't walk on any of the rocks that you see. That's part of the living reef.
Soon, when a massive new visitor center is completed here, every tourist will be required to watch a 10-minute movie about how to preserve the reef. Still, there's only so much education can do. A lifeguard who calls himself Kalawi sits here all day and watches people constantly break the rules by standing on the reef and feeding the fishes. He just shrugs his shoulders.
What I say is they're not going to stop what the governor wants, and they want more tourists. And that's the trend nowadays for Hawaii. The only thing that's opened up that Hawaii didn't get ahead is tourism.
The state Supreme Court is expected to rule on the Sierra Club lawsuit in a couple of months. Even if it does require an environmental impact statement for tourism, it's hard to imagine this beach any less crowded. An EIS can only limit the promotion of the islands, can't stop people from vacationing here. As long as a paradise like Hanama Bay is only a 6-hour flight from the mainland, the only real limit to tourism is the number of airplane seats. Robert Smith, NPR News, Honolulu.